Chapter 9, Evaluation of Promotional Spends. See, in marketing, we have seen of the four P's that we talk of: product, price, place and promotion. Promotion is basically ensuring how I keep the market, the target group, informed about my product. How do I incentivize them to come and ask for my product? How do I build my brand's equity in the market so the people get to know this is there? I want to give a new type of a scheme, or I want to introduce a new type of variant in the product. So for doing all this, one has got to do a lot of promotion, communication and all that. In integrated marketing communication, when we look at, there are five issues which are involved. First is advertising. Now, advertising is any form of paid mass communication. So in advertising, I am not very sure whether what I am advertising, is it going and generating sales? Because it's a one-way spend. I may have objectives in advertising, like it may be just, you know, at a stage where I'm just making them aware my product is there. Or it can be at a stage where I'm making them understand what is, so I can make them comprehend what my product is. I can have a stage where I convince them that this product, so much thing is good about it. I can, at a stage where I can tell them that this is a new scheme I'm giving, there is a promotional offer. So there can be various objectives in this type of an advertising promotion. But the issue which comes in advertising is that I'm not sure that whether that advertising is leading to sales. So if I want to evaluate that what I'm investing in advertising, is it giving me a desired result? It's a little difficult. So here, what generally is done is that you may keep a track from 1 year to the other, what has been your incremental spend in advertising. And vis-a-vis that, you may see what has been your incremental sales. And supposing in your portfolio you have got 4 or 5 products, then you may find out that amongst these 4 or 5 products, where is it that you find that the ratio is more favorable? Where do you find that the ratio is not very favorable? So this can give you a certain type of an idea that in the case of this particular product, it is working in my favor. In this particular product, I am not finding any evidence that this is doing better. So it can give me a lead, it can give me an idea where I find I get a better return on my promotional spend. And that way I can decide that maybe this is a product on which if I spend more, I may get a better return than on this product on which if I spend, I don't know, it may not be able to generate me much of a return. So this can be done in terms of lay advertising. But if I'm trying to evaluate what has been the objective, then perhaps I can go and do a type of an evaluation of what is it like. Does it give a good recall? Do people remember my brand? Has the advertisement worked? Is it a top of the mind recall without anything? Or if I aid them, it comes. Or if I take on a comparative basis for a few competitive products and I've done a lot of advertising, has that yielded some type of an objective? Or in the case of a new product introduction, I may just go on spending the money just to find out whether the information has percolated. But in terms of advertising, this becomes a little difficult. Now, the other four components which you have got in integrated marketing communication, personal selling is the one which I have already covered earlier in the chapter where we did personal sales, their evaluation. We'll now look at if I spend on sales promotion, what happens? Public relations and direct marketing, again, the question is that there, again, it's very difficult how you are going to, like a public relation is not so much done concerned with sales. It's an effort for brand building, creating a better image of the corporate. Or sometimes it may be that there is an issue which I would like to tackle. So when I look at sales promotion, here the evaluation is much easier. Because in sales promotion, generally what happens, I can have a sales promotion where it is totally directed at the customer. That means I give some type of an offer which the customer is going to enjoy provided he buys. So my dilution will always be in link, in sync with my sales. If my sales has not taken place, I'm actually not spending that money. In case I give something which is known as a trade promotion, there also there is a linkage, because there is a type of a relation, there is a type of a connect, that if I sell, then this is the type of dilution I make. So in sales promotion, what happens is that supposing this model can work, that supposing my current sales are X, this is my current sales, and G is my current gross margin, and D happens to be my discount. And supposing after promotion I do Y sales, then this Y sales is going to give me G minus discount as my margin. So if Y is my sales on promotion, where my gross margin minus discount is what I am getting, then this less whatever I am advertising for promotion, that means what is happening? When I am advertising, there is something, because if I am running a scheme, I may have to take out posters, I may have to do banners, I may have to give a TV ad. So whatever this comes, this must be, that means what I have earned on Y, gross margin minus dilution minus whatever I have advertised, this amount must be at least more than or equal to what I am getting on my current sales with the gross margin. If this doesn't happen, then my dilution is not correct. That means what I have done is not given me what my returns are. So sales promotion becomes much easier to actually assess. And once you have done this, then this can give you an idea that whether your sales are giving you returns. Right? So with this, we are completing this particular chapter.